blessings there. The Christian life is amazing and full of challenges for everyday Christians. But what about the newbies in this wonderful journey? Well, you are not alone. Welcome to Live Better with God, where you will hear experiences and tips to improve life as a son of God.
Welcome to Live Better with God. My name is Mary. Today we have a new episode. Blessings to all of you who are connecting with this episode. Hope you have a great and amazing week and further to have a great and amazing weekend. So today we're going to be talking about the habit of praying. I'm going to be using the Word of God, which is in Romans 12:12, which says, "Rejoice and exult in hope. Be steadfast and patient in suffering and tribulation. Be constant in prayer." Another variant of this, or another way of, in the King James versions, which says, "Rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in praying. So we're going to be talking about the habit of praying, and we use this verse from the Bible because it says explicitly that we have to be constant in the prayer, in the praying. And we're going to be focusing in this part. We will have, like in the first verse I read, was to be patient in suffering and in tribulation, but be constant in the praying. It's because the faith, you have to, if I put it this way, we have to feel it, but you won't see it. You have to believe it. That's faith. You don't see it, but you believe it's gonna happen. You believe it's there. You believe it's gonna be doing all these great things for you, even if you don't see solving of whatever is going on in your life. Being constant in talking to God, in praying to Him, in talking and being in synchronized with God to build that relationship with God will help you. I always said that will help you in the process, but maybe you won't understand even being in that process what is going on in your life or what is going on or what will be further in this situation. But having the faith that God will do anything to help you, guide you through this situation in your life, will put more to seize in your conscience. But in this part, what I'm trying to explain is the fact that we have to believe this part. And I say belief because even if we are constant in joining the church or doing many, many, many actions that are, well, in the name of God, sometimes we don't cultivate that relationship well enough to the point where we start to believe more what we see and not what God has in store for us. It won't happen, the things that you want, the way you want to, because God has other ways in your life. So be constant in the praying, be constant in building that relationship with God, because that's how you're going to see that the great thing to happen in your life, it will be because God had allowed you to be there and see the great things He has in store for you. Sorry. So be patient, because we are humans that believe in great things, but God is limitless. Okay, so maybe we want certain things, but He has in store for us other great things. So we have to trust Him, and building that relationship with Him will help us go through all that waiting. Or through the waiting, because sometimes it's a long wait, sometimes it's a short wait, So we have to, you know, trust in him because he knows the best for us. So that will be our episode for today. Hope you have an amazing weekend. Bless you and bless your entire family. I see you in the next episode. Remember that we have an Spanish episode coming up. So the next Friday will be the next episode in English version. So blessings and see you in the next episode. So this is another note I would like to add to our podcast today. And it would be that to have the habit of praying is very important for you to include God in every decision you do for the day. So if you're waking up, giving thanks for it, but including in everything. Like if you're driving to our interview, you can pray through the entire way to the interview. And every decision you make through your day, you can include him. So you can start by, I have talked to about this before, but you can include him in simple things first, like waking up, saying things, like before eating, saying things, and just do a little prayer. And that would be like, thank God for the meal. Thank you, God, for everything that you have given me today. For be able to have this dinner today or this meal. So you can start with simple sentences. Eventually, it will be more natural for you to talk to him and to be able to include him in every decision that you make. So don't forget about that. So try your best this week, the next week. He just wants you to talk to him, and he just wants you to include him in everything. Because when you include God, you are for an amazing ride and for success. Because God wants his kids to have the best, because that's how he does things. So blessings, and this is just a short note I just want to add. So blessings to all of you.
We have concluded our episode today. Thank you for listening, and we will be back next Friday. Blessings to you and your family.